I'm excited tonight.
Amen.
I'm expecting tonight.
Amen.
That's the best part, the expectation.
Amen.
To be here to see what God's going to do.
Yes.
How about what Amen. God has done for us?
Amen. Amen.
Get that in me. I want it in me. So that's where we all need to be. We maybe can't all get in the woods, but wherever we go, we've got our little secret praying place that we need to be constantly all the time, letting that revival be inside of us. And that's what he's doing. And I think Brother Jackson, is he here tonight? I heard that he was. Yeah, Brother Jackson. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's never left us.
Right.
He's always been right there. He confirms that. He said we have to get ourselves in a place to get ready. He says that's what the work needs to be.
Yes.
It's in us to get ourselves ready. And he says to have that faith to believe it. And it's that simple faith.
Amen.
And I believe and want to tell you all that while proud that I was of you that Sunday is how when that was going on is everybody was just calm. Just praying and just singing to the Lord. That's the way you've been faithfully taught. There's no need to get all excited.
Amen. The
Father's right here.
Amen.
It's that simple faith. When you apply that simple faith, then he goes into action. And sometimes we don't even know. I was talking with some brothers this week. And have you ever sometimes went to pray for somebody? And, you know, you just, after you pray for him, you come away and there's no doubt in your mind that he's healed. They're healed no matter what it is. It's nothing you worked up. It's nothing that you did.
Right.
It's just that simple faith that you got. Here I am. I believe your word.
Amen.
And that's the way it should always be with everything that we ask for him.
Right.
I just apply it. I believe it. And then it'll happen. It'll take place.
Amen.
I love a quote that I'm going to read you what Brother Branham said the other night talking about that getting in that place that he encourages that to get alone with God. And that's what's so important to each one of us.
Yes.
That we constantly need to stay in the Word.
Amen.
You got to constantly stay listening to the Word. You got to constantly read your Bible. You got to constantly talk to Him.
Amen.
Constantly, all the time.
Yes.
He says, and I have found, and I have never found nothing in all my travels of life that would in any way compare with the fellowship that we have together when we're alone. He and I.
Amen.
Isn't that precious? He and I. He says there's no sweeter communion. It's greater than the love for anything. For my wife, for my children, for anything. Is the love for Christ is so good. Praise the Lord. That's what it is the love for Christ is so sweet for us. And when we have a constantly, is we know we have the global quiet time for everybody around the world, and I hope that all of you participate into it.
Amen.
Is that, you know, I've had a lot of criticism about having quiet time. They say, well, you know, a set time and doing it. I don't know where they think if I came up with that. That's in the message.
That's right.
Brother Branham's the one that started that.
That's right.
He said that they were praying at 9, 12, and 3 around the world at those times.
Amen.
And he says, God has to pay attention when that happens.
Amen. Right. Amen.
So when the bride of Jesus Christ, just like we see, that man wouldn't be sitting here unless the bride of Jesus Christ, united together, called upon Father, Satan couldn't take it.
Amen.
Outwardly, he said it's inwardly.
Amen.
He says because the Pharisees and the Sadducees outwardly it looked like that they were good and everything else. And it's just because you got long hair or you dress whatever in a certain way. He says, but it's what happens in the inside.
Yes. Amen.
He says, that's that deep, rich, deep pool that's inside of us. When we stay in the presence of God all the time, then what comes out is what's in the inside.
Amen.
But it's got to be that work. It's on the inside. And he said, you can't fake that. You've got to know. It's just like when you go to prayer for something sincerely that you know. And so that keeps us in that deep fellowship with the Lord constantly all the time. And I don't know about you, but I've been feeling it more every single day.
Amen.
Every day. There's nothing like the joy of your salvation. And it is that, if I hope you understand this, is even that, what the Lord did for us, he proved to us that he's in our midst.
Amen.
He let us know without a doubt.
Amen.
And he said those kind of things, and healing and sick, he said that was a minor.
Yeah, amen.
That's what he said. It was a minor. Major is this word.
Right. Amen.
It's the word.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Guess what? You'll get sick again. One day, if time goes on, our brother died. We're all going to die to go on. But we'll live forever.
Yes. Amen.
His soul will live forever for eternity. Amen. That's the major. And only that word, he says, which brings that quickening power inside of us, that's all that counts. The rest of it is wonderful. That's how come you can see where Brother Bram says the Pentecost got messed up and says, oh, you got to speak in tongues, you got to do this, you got to share, you got to do this. And some people come, and many people, and you thought that, it's like, Brother Joseph, I didn't scream, I didn't shout, I didn't do nothing. Did I get anything? Satan's so clever.
Yeah.
You don't have to scream and shout. It's wonderful if you do. Half the time, I feel like screaming and shouting.
Amen.
There is definitely nobody in Jeffersonville that don't know about you, my brother, I'm sure. Clapping and everything else. But, you know, even Satan tries to get in there. It's like, why are you all people doing all that kind of stuff? And I told a brother, I says, if you went into a restaurant and you start saying, hallelujah, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, they'd kick you out. They'd kick you out. You clap your hands and they come over and ask you, say, what are you clapping about? Amen, hallelujah. He's just good to us.
Amen.
It's just good to be in his presence and be under expectations that we do is to come together as a bride. And when we do, is strength when we come together. The fellowship. And you can see how Brother Branham, and I pray with each one of us that we feel the way he said, I want a church that sighs and cries. They don't want to leave one another.
Amen.
They want to be together all the time. And not only this little group here, but do you feel that same way about Brother Burgess's church?
Right.
Brother Collins's church? Right. About all the other churches, do you feel that same way too? Do you long and love the church? Spend an eternity with.
Amen.
We ain't got all the answers. We know who's got the answers.
Yes.
But I got my little ideas and I got my little thoughts and everything else. And Satan, that's why Brother Branham, this whole message, Satan wants to cause separation. God is unity.
Yes.
Amen.
Unity brings the bride of Christ together.
Yes. Amen.
And when it is and we join forces and we come together as brothers and sisters and love one another and stuff, there's such a power, like we've been talking about. He says Satan doesn't even know what to do with him.
Amen.
And he doesn't have nothing to do with you anyway. He says he's a bluff. So, you know, if we just can love one another and show that love to one another.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
We're moving along.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The sooner that we can do that and get that pure love for one another, the sooner we're going to go home.
Amen.
And I think he's rapidly doing that.
Amen.
We do want to remember, though, that there's no big ones among us.
Amen.
Right? We're all sons and daughters of God. And what had happened,
right.
Brother Branham said, he said that that is the Holy Spirit inside of us.
Amen.
That does that. It is even that we see, you know, people that we always, that it is, we're deity believers, or we believe in that we're worshiping a man. We're not worshiping a man. But we're worshiping a God in us.
Right. Amen.
But God is the one that chose that vessel.
Amen.
As even he told Moses, he said, Moses, you be God to the people.
Hallelujah.
That doesn't mean we're still worshiping the man. It's the God, the message that he brought.
Amen.
But he says, we're the only hands, we're the only eyes, we're the only feet, we're anything. He picked us. He said he could have picked anything. He picked a mule once. I'm glad that he stuck with humans. Email today, and there's a man that wrote a book, and I think it's in South Africa that he is, and he'd want to know, and it's like we see this going on here, the separation of people, you know, and he says he was in the message for 4 years. It's like, brother, you was never in the message. You wasn't in it and get out. You just never was part of it. Because when you're in the message, you're in the message.
Right. Amen.
You got a revelation, you ain't going
nowhere.
And all this, you know, all that nonsense that's going on and everything, and today he wanted to know if I wanted to respond to his book that he wrote about that he was stuck up in the cult for 40 years or whatever, you know, and all these things that disprove and anything. And I even hate reading the emails, you know, that comes in. Like, man, I ain't got time. It's even like Brother Branham said when the argument with Brother F.F. Bosworth. He said, "I ain't got time to go down there and argue with those people." He says, "There's people who want to be prayed for and everything." He says, "Why should I waste my time with them?" And when you do that, you start blaspheming the Holy Ghost. And it is, you love one another, that we're talking about love, but there's a fine line. It's like, you say something against this message, that's against the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We believe that with all of our heart.
Amen.
He asks me, he says, "Do you want to reply? Do you want to say something?" It's like, "I ain't got nothing to say to you. It's a waste of my time." But you know, I start thinking today, as I like to ask him, it's like, okay, all you guys are going around saying, you know, this is false, and I was into it for so many years, and I missed it, and everything else. And it's like, I want to ask him, then where is Elijah?
Amen.
Say they believe the Bible, and they believe the Bible, then where is the voice? Where is the seventh church age messenger? Where's the one that was vindicated? Where's the ones that, you know, like I've said many times before, is the greatest guesser in the world? You know, you're from here, and you have this, and you have this, and you have this, and you have this, and you have this. Whoa! You know, that's pretty good guessing.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, then to go on and say, well, that's already something that happened. Well, tomorrow at this time around the corner, and it didn't even happen yet.
Yeah.
Who's got that?
Yes.
Where is the one that all the secrets and stuff, where, show it to me then. If you've got to tear down this message, show me something that's going to replace it. They can't do it.
Right.
Revelation is everything to the bride.
Right.
Amen. It's the only thing that holds us
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
Once that's vindicated and locked in your heart, then you cannot Amen. Be moved.
Right.
And many times it's the word as quickly as to say that, you know, sometimes Satan tells us that you don't have the faith to put it into action.
Mm.
Healing. It's like Brother Graham says, if you can't have simple faith enough for a headache, how are you going to have rapturing in faith?
Amen.
And Satan tries to rob us of that faith.
Amen.
He says, but you don't have that faith.
Amen.
But I can prove you have that faith.
Amen.
For sure you have that.
Amen.
We saw that faith already going in action. He's going to prove that to you.
Amen.
But it is with each one of us that there's nothing in this world that can sway you from the revelation you have of this message.
Amen.
Nothing. Well, yeah, I'd give my life. But would you, if you're a parent, if somebody's going to come there and is going to kill your kid, would you say, deny this message or I'm going to kill your kid? What would you do? Sweetheart, I love you. I'll
Amen.
See you on the other side.
Amen.
It'd be the hardest thing in the world I'd ever have to do. I can't deny the word.
Amen.
I can't do it. It's like, I'll take your wife, I'll take your children, and I'll do this and everything else. I couldn't deny the word.
Right.
So if I've got enough faith to believe that and hold on to that, I've just applied my faith that way.
Amen.
Now take that same faith
right.
and apply it
Amen.
Every
yes.
faith.
Amen. Amen.
When you say and you pray and you believe and you put that, you know how much faith you got.
Amen.
You know what's inside of your heart. You apply that faith, nothing can move you.
Amen.
Nothing can stand
Amen.
In your way if you believe that.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
I just pray
Amen.
The Lord lets that happen to us.
Amen.
And that's what we're here for tonight, is to be more like that, to have more faith into
Amen.
Doing it. And I even like what Brother Branham said. He talked about that adopted child.
Amen.
If you can't have it, then like that adopted child, you just keep holding on, you keep confessing
That's
it,
right.
you keep saying it, and it'll come.
Amen.
You just keep crying.
Amen.
You just keep crying and crying and crying and crying until he shuts you up.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
Said he loves for you to.
Amen.
He wants you to. He
Amen.
Wants you to cry out. Ask abundantly. I love that.
Amen.
I love that. I want to ask abundantly. That have come in that, excuse me, Sister Bertie Newman, she's been sick and it's hard for her to breathe. And Dina Moodley from Jasper, Texas, extreme headaches, went to the ER last night. And then we had, it was her sister Nancy Lewis, she had surgery today and there was complications with her heart, but the Lord came on the scene and she is well. And expect to have a full recovery. Praise the Lord. So are all the rest of these. You know, I'm reading them to you, but tomorrow night is going to be probably even tonight. Pray for Helen Chambliss, and we want to pray for, let's see, it was Sister Sherry Malden said she has pneumonia. Please pray for healing. I also got a call, a text tonight. It was for Brother Nathan Bryan. And that he asked for Sister Connie Spencer and his brother Ron Spencer's wife.
Is he in North Carolina? Is that where he's from?
He's in North Carolina.
Virginia.
And said that his wife, they found mass and tumors on her lung. And asked if we'd have prayer for her. We'll certainly be doing that. Also, too, we want to mention the YF brothers I told you about and Brother Samuel. They left today to go to Pennsylvania. There's going to be a youth meeting up there for the kids. We're going to have a three-night service up there, three tapes. You know, it's wonderful that here are these kids, they want to come. And it's wonderful that they come. We've had banquets before and do things for the kids. And you know how it is, the honey on the rock, and bring them there to give them the word. But when they want to come and listen to a tape, they want to listen to a tape. They want to listen to the word. So what a blessing. That God's got a bride in all different ages. How wonderful. We also is that I got really interesting from all over town. I've been getting different texts from people that's been talking to people and telling them about Brother Jackson. And my doctor gave me a text. And he says, praise the Lord. He says, He says, I heard about the divine interventions of Brother James. And he says, that is truly divine intervention. He says, how wonderful that that took place. I text him back and I said, well, thank you. The Lord is merciful and truly that he's there and still answers prayer. About 15 minutes later, he texts back and he goes, would you pray for me?